really believe that there are blessings. He did tell Abraham, I would bless them that bless you. So to be a friend to Israel, I think, has been something that has really taken us forward in a long way in leading the world in freedom. So we're not perfect. We've had parts of our history that isn't the greatest, but for the most part, this country has been the greatest country in the world since its existence. Even though I know someday Israel will not have a friend, but that's far in the future, maybe, maybe not. It may not be that far in the future. America has been at war for 227 years out of its 250-year existence. That's 93% of its history. It's estimated that 1.1 million Americans have died in all our wars. This number does not include our allies or our enemies in those wars, just the Americans that have died. In the Civil War alone, there were 498,332 estimated that have died. And the reason that number is so high is because Americans were fighting Americans. In World War I, 116,516 Americans died. In World War II, 405,399. In Korea, 54,246. In Vietnam, 90,220. In the Persian Gulf, 1,565. And this isn't all the wars. I just picked out certain ones to tell you about. There are others where Americans lost their lives. That's quite a large number of men and women who have given their lives and shed their blood on a battlefield for the reason of wanting to be free. Wars will always be fought for one reason or another until the Prince of Peace returns. But those of us sitting here this morning or listening online have found that the shedding of blood by many may have bought a freedom for this country, but it took only the blood of one man to buy freedom from sin for those who believe. John 8:36 says, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Freedom is not free. There has always been a price that has been paid to be free. How can we truly be set free? By knowing the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Thankfully, we know the truth in this meeting about our freedom. We know what it cost our Lord and Savior. Yes, it's free to us by His grace, but it cost Him His life. In Romans 6:18, it says, "Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness." We were made free from sin. We are released of its bondage. We are loosed. It no longer rules over us. We are free. Jesus is our freedom fighter. In Romans 6:14, it says, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace." Romans 8:2 says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." This country's forefathers had a vision of freedom for all men. Well, so our Christian heritage also had forefathers, and God made sure their lives were a testimony to be examples to us who have followed after. Just look at the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Abraham, David, the prophets, the disciples, the Apostle Paul especially, who brought us the grace message and the deeper things of God, like the bridal message. Even in this meeting, we have people who have gone before, led the way, so to speak. Way too many to mention, but truly a great cloud of witnesses. So we are free this morning. Not only do we live in a country that is considered free in this world, but more importantly, we know that the blood of Jesus has made us free from sin and death. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." Brother Copley said in the Ephesians study book, and this is a quote from him, "The cross of Christ, the blood of Jesus, the death of the Son of God and man stand between us and our sins and iniquities forever. The cross of Christ has divorced us from our sins. The resurrection of Christ has justified us before God, and the word of Christ has made us sons of God." John 1:7 says, "The blood of Jesus cleanseth us from all sin." Hebrews 9:22 tells us, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins." So today we have days set aside to honor those who serve or those who have served, and even those who have given their lives so that we can live in freedom in this country. But the real freedom comes by giving your heart to Jesus, and he will see that you pass from death to life, and then you really will be free, because the freedom that we celebrate in this country is temporal, but the freedom God has bought for us over sin and death is forever. That's a reason to celebrate. I did have a song, and I went past the time I wanted to do it, but maybe we can still do it. In the Red Book, page 529, to do that song this morning. I woke up singing it this morning. I got out of bed and I was singing this song, And that almost never happens. But not that I don't have a song in my heart when I get up in the morning, but this song was so impressed on my heart. So I came to church and they asked me what kind of a song I wanted to sing. And I said, 529. And they said, well, we're going to sing that one during the congregation when you guys sing later. And I couldn't come up with another song, so they were gracious and said, well, let's just sing it twice. So you'll be singing this song again later on when Pastor comes up. So anyway, praise the Lord.